Family Worship Center. Woo! I tell you what, man, there is so much awesome stuff happening right now in the Spirit. You are in the right place. You are in the house of love. You are in a house. You are in a house of peace. You are in a house of restoration. I'd like to welcome everybody out on Facebook. Hi, guys. How are you? I'd like to welcome everyone here tonight to this Saturday evening worship service at the Family Worship Center. A couple of really cool announcements to make up front here. Number one, every Saturday morning, we have Power Fit. For those of you who are afraid, this is a workout regimen. Not that a few of us can't use that. It's actually Power Fit. It's actually Pastor Kelly's teaching. It's amazing. It's over in the upper room, 10:30 every Saturday morning. Good time to come. Guess what? Get your spirit man strong, right? Another thing that's going to get your spirit man strong. Pastor Chris has been lighting it up the first Friday of every month. It's called Going Deeper. This is where Pastor Chris can really dig into and go through a lot of things we can't always talk about on a Saturday evening service. A lot of questions, talking about the kingdom, building our understanding. For the key to the kingdom is your understanding. So Friday, March 5th, 6 p.m. for the Bible study, Going Deeper. It's worth it. It really is. Few other things going on. We have something else we do here every Wednesday night. Another way you can make your spirit man strong, right? Intercessory prayer and praise. I cannot tell you the power that is occurring in this church every Wednesday evening at 6:30. I mean, I swear this week, I think Sister Cindy almost levitated. It was really powerful, right? But the Holy Spirit's moving. People's lives are changing. You got to come. You got to come. You got 6:30. 6:30. It's all about change. Guys, this year is about love. This is about love. This is all about love. And this church is going to be a beacon of love in this community. And we do that through prayer. We do that through being together and having fun as a family. And there's nothing more enjoyable, nothing better than loving on the Lord. Amen? I guess tonight, I guess there's no teachers, because I guess the kids are having a party! Woo! So kids party will be after praise and worship. Tithes and offerings as we finish up here to start worship. We have two bins up front here. God is doing so much here. We love you to sow into it. Now, before the party begins for us, I'd like to introduce Pastor Kelly.
Good evening. I have Power Fit today. I'm burning in my spirit. I just wanted to share with you, listen, there's been a weight that's trying to suppress and come down on people and trying to keep them from worshiping our God. But my God says, if you will lift up praise, praise, I will fight your battles. Hallelujah. I will do it. Pastor Chris and I were talking this morning. Judah is strength. Hallelujah. And when we praise him, things just begin to fall away. It's so simple, church. Praise. Hallelujah. And there's some shaking going on. And when I say that, it's shaking stuff off of us. Shake it off. Hallelujah. We need to arise. We need to awake. Hallelujah. Come out of the slumber. Awaken to what God is doing. Hallelujah. Breakthroughs are waiting, church. Breakthroughs are waiting. Hallelujah. But you know what? Pastor Chris shared a story Wednesday night about a guy that was digging a well. And he went so far, hallelujah, he went so far and they dug down deeper. And he knew he should go down deeper. But no one wanted to back him. And he went to every bank that he could think of and no one would help him. No one. But he found one guy that believed in him, gave him the finances he need, and they begin to drill just a little deeper, a little deeper. Don't give up, church, because your breakthrough is right on the horizon. It's like running a race. Sometimes the hardest part of a race is right before the finish line. Right before the finish line. That's when you feel faint, when you want to give up. Don't give up before your blessing. Don't give up. Keep pressing. Hallelujah. Time for us to put on our garments of praise. Shout. Hallelujah. Can you shout tonight? Shout for joy. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Say amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes we have to scripture. It's found in Isaiah 52. I read it this morning. Hallelujah. Awake. Awake. That's an attention. Awake. Hallelujah. Clothe yourself with strength. Hallelujah. Put on your garments of splendor, of praise. Put them on, church. Hallelujah. Jerusalem, the holy city, the uncircumcised and the defiled will not enter you again. Hallelujah. It will not come against you again. Hallelujah. Shake off the dust. Shake it off, church. Shake it off. Hallelujah. Rise up. Sit enthroned, Jerusalem. Free yourself from the chains on your neck, daughter of Zion. Hallelujah. Loose ourselves. You know how you do it? Praise. Praise. We are going to bring joy tonight in the house. Joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. My strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And those of you at home, you're going to receive this word just tonight. Hallelujah. Receive from the pastor. Receive the praise. Come on, team. We are going to worship tonight. Worship. Put your praise on. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Look to your neighbors. Say hi, neighbor. I love you. You're coming out. You're coming out. You're not going to stay there. Amen. Father, we thank you. We settle ourselves, hallelujah, because our spirits want to race before, hallelujah. But we just want to say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for keeping us, for being with us, Lord God, for meeting every need, hallelujah. We just say thank you. Thank you, hallelujah. We pour out our hearts tonight, Lord God. We receive your love, your joy, your peace, hallelujah. We stir up, hallelujah, what is within us, Lord God. And we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
And
The earth is filled with His glory.
touching earth, Spirit break out. Break all walls down, Spirit break out. Heaven come down, Spirit. Spirit break out. Break all walls down.
Spirit, pray. break out. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Break our walls down. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Spirit, break out. Oh, heaven, come down.
Come on, hallelujah. Their eyes closed. Their eyes closed. Let our hearts be lifted up tonight. And whatever it is, hallelujah, whatever it might be in our life, hallelujah, that sometimes there's things that walls are built up, that there's a place of separation, that sometimes because it's afraid of shame, maybe it's shame in our hearts, hallelujah, that keep us from running unto God, that whatever that might be, hallelujah, that I want you to know that He broke down every wall, He broke down every barrier, hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, run to the Father tonight, hallelujah. Lift up your hands, open your arms, hallelujah, for your Father is waiting for you, hallelujah. Hear this tonight, your Father is standing with arms wide open, hallelujah. There's nothing what you have done. There's nothing that can hold you back. Hallelujah. Nothing can separate you from the life, from what was paid for your life in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Nothing. Tell someone nothing. Hallelujah. There's nothing. Hallelujah. You're valuable to God. I'm here to tell you, you're valuable to God. You're valuable merchandise. You're valuable to Him. Oh, don't let any wall separate you from this love. His love changes everything. This love changes everything. So I want you right now in Jesus' name, right here. I just want us to be in a place of awareness of God. Because there's a lot of things that get in our mind. There's a lot of things that try to hold us back. There's things that try to separate us. But if we could become aware right here, right now, just become aware. Tell someone, be aware. Be aware, to be awoken, hallelujah, to this love. To this love. Tell someone this love. Oh, what manner of love is this that God would bestow upon me, hallelujah, that He would give to me, hallelujah, that God's love that He shed for me, that He loves me. He loves you unconditionally. He loves you not wavering, hallelujah. Not wavering, hallelujah. He wants you to be at a place where you could just receive it. That you stand there and you be washed over it. That is banner, hallelujah. Let the banner of God be wove upon you, hallelujah. Let it be received in your life. That we come under the banqueting table, hallelujah. This banqueting table that we could sit and eat and partake of everything that He's done for me. That I can be empowered in might, hallelujah. That I'm not weak. I'm not powerless, but I'm mighty through Him, hallelujah, who has called me by my name, hallelujah, that has called me out of darkness and into the light, that He shed His love for me, that I can embrace all that He is right now. Step back. I'm here to tell you tonight, do not walk out of this place tonight. Whatever it is that tries to hold you back from seeing Him for who He really is, leave it tonight right here. I speak in the power of Jesus' name, the authority that He's placed upon me, that you receive this love, that you embrace this love. This love will wreck you. This love has wrecked me. This love has wrecked me. It has bankrupted me. Hallelujah. Whew, hallelujah. This love, hallelujah, that I call myself now a prisoner of, hallelujah. That I'm a prisoner of this love, hallelujah. That I'm bound, hallelujah. I am chained by this love, hallelujah. I am bound by this love that He's given to me. I pray tonight that each one of you just hear it tonight, that you're aware of this, that God loves you. Greatest message you'll ever hear right here tonight is the message I'm going to preach to you. And I can finish with this. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Tell your neighbor Jesus loves you. You may be seated. Come on, no walls. No walls of separation. Tell your neighbor, no walls. Oh, He breaks down the walls. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, amen. I said amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good to see our guests tonight from Fremont, Ohio. Hallelujah. Come on, give them a family worship center. Welcome. They're part of the family. Amen. They're family worship center, Fremont, Ohio. So come on, amen. Just bless them. Amen. They come. They stopped on their way through. And he's got a Steelers shirt on. God bless you, young man. Woo! Come on, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Let me get my wits about me. Thank you, praise team. Glorify his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kids are going to go to a party. Amen. Amen. You ready to go to a party? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you have been reading 1 Corinthians 13?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but this is causing me to surrender.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say it again.
Come on now.
This love is causing me to surrender. It's causing me to recognize things that I think were valuable, that when I recognize his love, that I surrender. I'm going to say that again because I want you to hear it. That this love has caused me to become aware, as I recognize his love for me, that we see this, that this is an example for us to see what love is. Say what love is. That when we recognize this love and we get an understanding of this love, it'll cause you to surrender to things, hallelujah, that's not important. Things that take up your time, that have no eternal value. Tell your neighbor they're temporary. They're temporary. They're not permanent. We invest so much of our lives into the temporary. Things that are gone tomorrow. I'm going to share more about this, but it's we wait in line for things. We spend hours waiting in lines for things that, come on, how many of you have waited in line for something that we thought was so important? At that moment, it might be important, but you wait in this line for this thing that we think is valuable. We spend so much time waiting for things that are only temporary, that by tomorrow or the next day, it's gone. I don't know about you, but I go to Giant Eagle when I wait in line. Go to Walmart. I don't go to Walmart, but when I do go to Walmart, nothing against Walmart. When I do go to Walmart, there's only one cashier. So I really wait in line. I'm speaking in the spirit, right? There's so many things that cost us in life. They wound us. And we give so much attention to. We let take up so much time. But when you become aware, this love that he has bestowed upon me, it'll capture you. It'll raise you up. It'll cause you to live. It'll cause you to live in abundance. See, that's a mystery. It's the love of God that we recognize and we just receive. It's nothing that I do. It's nothing that I pay for. It's nothing, but it's just aware and receive it. Hallelujah. It's just recognizing it. It's getting all those things out of my mind, all those things out of my heart, all those things that try to take up space, hallelujah. But I just gotta get to, my wife gets mad at me because she always looks at my phone and I have 100 apps open on my phone. You understand what I mean? She goes, I just don't do it. You know what we do? We just don't do it. Just stopping. Like when you walk into a room, when you walk into your wake up in the morning, cause yourself to stop and be aware of His presence in your life. To be aware, He's with you. I want you to know, I'm here to tell you that He's with you, but I want you to know, when you begin to arrest yourself, when you begin to let yourself be captured by this love, and you let yourself be aware of it, hallelujah, that today is the day the Lord has made. And everything that I need is in it. Say in it. I said everything that I need. Why? Because He loves me, and He doesn't forsake me, that He cares about me, that He called me His son. He's captured me. He's captured me. And I desire to surrender. I hear God calling us this day. I hear God calling us in this moment of time to surrender. To lay things aside. To recognize this banner that's over us. It's love. This banner. Hallelujah. Saying surrender. Just give up. Just let this love surround you. Let it overtake you. Fill your mind and your heart with this love. Fill your life with this love. And I recognize it. As if I speak in tongues of men and angels, but I don't have love, I'm resounding gong or clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and cannot fathom all the mysteries, and I have fathomed all the mysteries and the knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but I do not have love, I'm nothing. And if I give all that I possess to the poor, even if I give myself over to be burned, I want you to know that so many people are so dead set. I just prophetically declare this right now. There's so many people that are willing to die for what they believe in. Whether it's a theology, whether it's a doctrine, that they're so willing within their hearts that they believe with everything within them they're right. They're willing to die for it, but if it's not in love, it's nothing. If it costs me love, it means nothing. Nothing. But God tells me, Chris, this is my love. This is not what I want you to just be to others or to me. But this is what I am to you. I'm patient. He's endlessly patient. He stands back and waits for me to decide whether or not I'm ready to surrender. He watches me and waits for me to be at a place where I'm willing to say, here I am, Father God. Here I am. He's patient. That's who He is. He's patient. That's what He is. Patient. And when I recognize it, I don't want to take advantage of it. I don't want to miss out on what this love is for me. The patience of God for me. Why is He patient? He's patient waiting for me. Love is kind. Does not envy. Does not boast. Is not proud. Doesn't dishonor others. Sometimes we dishonor one another because we want to put ourselves first. Because we want to feel good about who we are. We want to be right. I want you to know that when we know what love looks like, when we know what it tastes like, I want you to know that the Bible says, taste and see the Lord is good. I want you to know that when you taste something, you encounter it. When you taste something, you encounter it. You make it part of you. God says, taste. Encounter me. Meet with me. Know this love. Hallelujah. Not just what someone says, but I want you to know the patience of my love. I want you to experience it. Hallelujah. I want you to experience my kindness. Hallelujah. I want you to know what it's like not to envy. Because why? Because what you got is enough because my love for you. You're not looking at somebody else say, oh, I wish I had that. No, no, no. You're content with who you are in the love that you know that I've given you. Because you eat from my table. You eat from my banqueting table. You eat from my place of love that I've given to you, that you might know me. That you might experience me. That you can encounter me. Oh, he gave his life and he rose again that we can encounter him, that we could walk in his spirit. In the newness of life. That we could see him. All that he is. And I want you to know when we recognize this, you see, that we'll begin to put aside all the fables and the myths about what God's like. I'm here to tell you what God's like. I'm here to tell you why. Because I've encountered him. And I've tasted him. And my perception, which I see, taste and see. Seeing is perception. And here's what I found out. He's good. He's good. He's good. He's good. He's faithful. His love is endless. When we recognize that every day God desires to meet with us and he says today, I want you to hear this. I want you to get this in your spirit when you wake up every day, that you declare that today is the day the Lord has made, that you declare it over yourself and you say that today is the day the Lord has provided for me with his love. Everything that I need is in it. I don't have to look. Tell your neighbor, I don't need to look anywhere else. Hallelujah. I don't need to find it from whatever that might be. Sometimes it's addictions. Sometimes it's in fear. Sometimes it's in worry. I want you to know that I've cost my life. I repent because of cares have taken up my time to encounter God. I said cares have taken time in my encountering with God. That the places of embracing, that sometimes we embrace our worries. We'll spend times thinking in our heads about all the worries and the fears and the things that might come. We take up so much time of an encounter to taste and see God's good. And to taste and see that today's the day of salvation. Today. Today. Today's the day. Today's the day. Today's the day to encounter this love. Today's the day to embrace this love. Today's the day. Right now. Right here. Not any other moment. I want you to know that right here that we need to begin to invest in eternity. You need to invest in eternity because life is short. Life is short. And I'm here to tell you that right now. We don't know where we might be tomorrow, but right here, right now. Before the service, before anybody was here, just me and Jason and somebody came to the door. I want you to know that I was praying all day for the people to encounter love. She heard the cry, hallelujah. She came to this house looking for love. She said, I don't know if I'm ready yet. I looked at her and I said, honey, I said, God's been waiting for you. He's been waiting for you. Waiting for you. I want you to know that, man, every day is so powerful and meaningful, that God's redemptive, that every day God desires to be in your day. I look at every one of you. I say, God desires, I want you to hear that. I want you to feel in my heart. He desires to be in your day. He desires you to partner with him and embrace what he has. To be overshadowed by his love. To be overshadowed in the encounters that we have with him, that our perception, I'm tired of hearing what someone says about him. I'm tired of hearing what someone might say. I need to see. I need to embrace. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with truth. So it's a lie that someone says that God, look at God, how that God, why doesn't God do something about it? I want you to listen and hear me. God's already done something about it. He sent His Son. That everything that we need is in Christ. Everything. I want you to know the mess that we're in is because people have not embraced, they haven't surrendered their selfish pride, they haven't surrendered their own will, and the things are the way they are is because of that. But you see, I want you to tell you this, that people are so concerned about everything, everything. I'm here to tell you the thing that you, tell your neighbor you, that you need to be concerned with is you. Psalms 91. They that abide in the secret place. I'm telling you right now, the secret place is His love. Whew. I'm here to tell you the secret place is His love. That He's prepared for you to sit with Him. That there is a banner that's over me that the enemy recognizes and runs, because it is the banner of love, hallelujah, that he can't compete to the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. He cannot compete, hallelujah, to that thing. But God rejoices in truth. He always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. Love never fails. I'm going to say a few things really quick here, because I want you to get this and know that you were created to love God. Man, it's got me. You were created to love God. You're created with every fiber of your being. The Bible says to love God with what? Your heart. With all your mind. With all your soul. With all your strength. That means every part of you. I want you to know that every part of you is longing to love God. So I want to help you with a mystery. I want you to get this and know this, that sometimes some things, we go through things in life and we wear ourselves out trying to find something. But I'm here to tell you, this is what you were created for. This is what you were called to be. That you were called for the, oh, but no, I was called to be. No. I was not called for anything else but to love God. And out of that love, hallelujah, I become a servant. I become that whatever that might be, that I become a vessel for God. Whatever it might be, that hallelujah, that I just might be a dishwasher. I just might be a servant to lay my garment down. Yeah, I just might be one that shares one word to somebody. But who I am is loved by Him. That's where life is. That's where my hope is. That's what I'm created to be. In Ephesians 1. Are you okay? That was the opening. Listen. My job is easy. Bragging about God. Bragging about who He is. When it becomes hard, is when I focus on everything else. Foxes. Do you hear me? It's the little foxes. I want you to know that the enemy will not just, when he comes, the Bible says that whenever a house is cleaned out, it says the enemy calls it his home. Place for him to abide. The enemy will say, let's go back to that place. And I want you to hear this and know that the enemy does not come alone. bring all of his friends. But you see, I want you to hear this and know that if he comes back, that the house is filled with the love of God. That I am hid in that love. I am hid in Christ. No longer I that liveth, but the love of Christ that lives in me. Hallelujah. Amen. It's that love that lives within me. Hallelujah. That's waiting to be erupted. Amen. To ready to be released. Hallelujah. In every avenue, in every area. I want you to know that we're called to be loved by God. I am called to be loved by God. I am called to love God and to be loved by God and to release that love to others. We're wondering what life's all about. I want you to hear it's love. Amen? Say it's love. Let me read this scripture first, though. I got my bookmark on this, so I'm just going to take the coaxing of the Holy Spirit. That we'd grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened. Ephesians 3:16. That you would be grant you according to his riches and glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. That he would dwell in your heart by faith. That you being rooted and grounded in love. Amen. Rooted and grounded. Rooted and grounded in love, that you might be able to comprehend. See, I want you to know, if you're not rooted and grounded in love, that what happens is we won't comprehend the next verse. If you're not rooted and grounded in his love about you, that God's love for you, amen? That God's, your love for God and the love for others, come on, we miss out. We're not rooted and grounded in that kind of love, that we miss out on this. That we might be able to comprehend with all the saints, what is the breadth? What's the length? What's the depth? And what is the height? And to know the love of God in Christ, which passes knowledge. Whew. I want you to hear this. If we let love, a lot of the things we deal with, a lot of cares, all this stuff, if we focus on God's love, become aware of God's love in life, it will pass your understanding. It will pass up that worry. It'll get beyond it. Amen. Hallelujah. If we let that love go before us, if we focus on that love, if we're not focused on anything else, but I'm rooted and grounded, that I begin to declare myself, hallelujah, that this love, that I be filled with the fullness of God, that I be filled with the fullness of God. Now unto him who's able, it's God, to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. You have not touched it. Hallelujah. We have not gone beyond. I have not experienced the fullness of God's love yet. Hallelujah. I have not touched it. He's eternal. He is beyond what I can even imagine. I want you to know that in my lifetime and in another lifetime, I will never be able to touch the fullness of all that God is and all that he wants to be for me in my life. All that God wants me to embrace in him. Amen? Hallelujah. Listen, as I jump to this, I'm going to jump to one. I got another one. These keep popping in my head. Amen? He said, I wrote this down before I came up here. Let me see. See, I want you to know that the one who wrote that said this, that he was able to say this because he was rooted in this love. See, I want to be in this place where that I'm rooted deep within this love. See, I want you to hear this, that those that are rooted in this love, that walk in the Spirit, they're matured ones. And they're easily satisfied. I got to say this. But the troublemakers, the ones that are always irritated about everybody else, that are worried about everybody else's business but their own. They're so concerned about your problem, and I want you to know, listen, go cut your own grass. Don't worry about my grass. They're so perplexed about their situation. But I want you to know, but if those who are easily content, those that are set in, I'm good. I'm just good. Hallelujah. I'm good. I'm good. Why? Because I'm embracing this love. I want you to hear this. Sometimes we're so overwhelmed by everything around us because we're concentrating on everything else but this love. That God loves us. That be aware of this love. That Peter and John, and they wrote this, the word, they were inspired to declare this, and they were able to do this because of this love. They were able to say these things because of the love that they were rooted in. And he says, this is what Paul said. He said, we are troubled on every side. But I'm rooted in love. I'm not perplexed. Say it again. We are troubled on every side. It doesn't mean that you don't see it or do you know that it surrounds you. But I'm not perplexed.
Why?
Because I'm loved. Because I embrace. In the moment that I feel discouraged, the moment that I feel perplexed, I embrace Him. I stop and become aware of it. He says, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but we're not forsaken. I said, we're persecuted, but we're not forsaken. God doesn't forsake us. Cast down, but not destroyed. I know He'll pick me back up again. I said, I know that He'll pick me back up again. Hallelujah. Though I fall, hallelujah, as I reach my hand to Him, He'll pick me back up again. As I embrace and I make myself aware of Him, crowds begin to lift. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's go to this scripture right here, Ephesians. Ephesians 1:4. He says, blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us in spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according to as He hath chosen us in Him. Say chosen. Chosen. That means called out of Him. Before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. I want you to hear this and understand something, that when I recognize that I am called, I love Him because He first loved me. That I am called out of Christ Jesus from the beginning of time, before you thought about Him, hallelujah, before you were even awake in this moment of life, hallelujah, that He thought about you, that He created you, and is everything that you need is in Christ Jesus. Everything. Tell your neighbor everything. Everything, hallelujah. That when we get rooted, we know that I was chosen, that I would be holy and blameless. That blameless, holy and blameless in before Him in love. That I recognize this, understand something. I cannot do that outside of love. I find blame and shame when I'm not in that love. I find fear and doubt. But when I recognize that I am called out of Christ Jesus, hallelujah, that all that I need is in Him, amen, that I am before Him holy, holy and righteous in His sight. Because that's how He sees me. Amen? Hallelujah. Wants us to be before Him in love. That we be before Him in love. That we stand before Him in love. Am I making sense? I'm designed to love God. It's the Creator's intentions to love Him. It's His intention for me to love Him. That's why He created me. So that I would love Him and that He can love me. So that I would love Him and He would love me. Whew. See, I want you to know that so many times that we don't move in the intentions that God has for us. That we live outside of God's intentions, outside of His love, and we wreck everything. We wonder why families are a chaos and things that go around. And we wonder, God, where are you? And we wonder, what have I invested in? Have I invested in this relationship? Have I met with God? Have I valued what He's done for me? Have I taken hold of this love that He's poured out to me, that I embrace it with everything that I have? Amen. That I take hold of this with this understanding that of who He is in my life, of the intentions that God has designed me to live for. I thought of the picture of a hammer was created to drive a nail. But I'm that type of person sometimes. I don't always have the hammer in hand. I want to help you guys. I want you to get this. Amen. Hallelujah. That sometimes, because it's not in hand, that I do whatever I can out of desperation to fulfill what I need to get done. So many times we try to fulfill what we need to get done outside of the intentions that God has created me to live in. Sometimes I try to find fulfillment outside of the intentions that God has given me to be fulfilled. I want you to know there's there's a hole within every one of us as we understand this, a God-shaped hole, amen? It's eternity, and the only thing that fits within it is eternity, Him. He made me this way, hallelujah. And when I get past everything else and say, I'm going to focus on Him, I'm going to let Him love me, hallelujah, life begins to get a little better. Life begins to become a little bit easy, hallelujah. Becomes a little bit enjoyable because you begin to abide in what God says. The intention that He planned in you. But when you worry about your neighbor and you bash your neighbor and you gossip about this person, then you're not being the intended. You're intended to love. You're intended to... But you're trying to be a hammer with a ratchet. Look, come on. Maybe not a ratchet. Maybe you use something different. But you feel like you had to get it done. Everything that we need is in Jesus. We try to get it done outside of Him and we miss it and we lose it life. I said we lose it life. We lose it life. Instead of just embracing the abundance that He is, that just in the knowing, I'm content that wherever I am, I'm content. I used to watch my father be who he was, driving a Ford Ranger and living in a trailer. And I want you to know that he embraced the love of God in his life. Didn't need accolades, didn't need praise. Didn't need to be told how good he was or how great he was. But I found the secret that he was embracing God. He was embracing the Father's love for him. He became comfortable with it. Instead of fighting it. Instead of arguing with it. Instead of disagreeing with it. Instead of trying to find intentions for something else that God not intended me to be in. Amen. Let me finish. I don't have... I literally wrote a short sermon. Damn, a short sermon. Deuteronomy 6, 5 and 6 says this. Are you okay? Yes, tell your neighbor he loves you. All right, tell your other neighbor till you're ready to tell that one. It says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Thou shalt love the Lord. Say it's a commandment. But it's not hard. Why? Because He first loved me. Just stop and realize it. Because He first loved me. He stepped first. Whew. Revealed to me everything that He is. All that I need is in Him. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all thy might, with all thy strength, with all your physical being. Say every part of me. Every part of you was meant to love God. That's why there's confusion. Because I'm operating outside the intention God had for me. Sometimes my mind loves my worry first. Sometimes my mind is consumed by fear, but love casts out fear. I said love casts out fear. It doesn't accept it. Why? Because the house is full of love. It has no place. Say no place. No place. Hallelujah. Oh man, I want you to hear this. He says, and with thy soul and with all thy might. I want you to know that we get to a place that sometimes we struggle in different areas. And I showed you this before, how that I have a body. Amen. That I live in a body. I have a soul. And I'm a spirit. What happens is my soul focuses on everything out here and gets consumed, amen, with everything around me. Instead of listening to the still small voice. Instead of listening to the Spirit. Instead of being in a place where that I surrender, that my soul surrenders to the Spirit of God. That's within me. Good, Jason. I'm done here. And He said, with all thy might and with all the words which I, and these words, say these words, which I command you this day shall be in your heart. I have put this in your design. If I say everything else, I want you to know that we wonder and we feel like we're misfiring or we're missing things in life. It's love. It's embracing this love. So I want you to hear this and know that, listen, as I embrace this love, I begin to prophetically declare everything around me what's important to me by where I go and what I do. Like with my life, that I show my family what's important, what I wait in line for. I show my family, I show those around me that where's my attention? What has my attention? What means more to me than anything else? Man. So I question, I want you to know that every one of us have to come to a place in our hearts where we say, where am I? Are there things that have my attention? Am I opening my heart completely to God? Am I putting myself at a place of surrender where then I'm being rooted and grounded in this love? Or am I letting things disrupt my view and my perspective of God because of the encounters that I have with? What do I wait in line for? What do you get up early for? See, I prophetically declare over my life, not nobody else's, but my life. What gets me up early for? Why to get up early to meet with God? Oh, but Pastor, you don't know what... See, I want you to know love never fails. When you meet with Him, when you encounter Him, that you'll taste and see that He's good. That you just sit in His presence and just by faith... Pastor, I did that and nothing happens. What? So I want you to know that we do it by faith, that you just, sometimes, I just sit. And I just become aware of this love. Just receive it by faith. Begin to lose myself and surrender myself to this love. So many times we're afraid to go deep because we're afraid to lose control. Because of why? Because of trust issues. I'm afraid to let God love me because of trust, because of this, because I'm afraid that I might miss her. I might not get this, that. I want you to know that you'll miss it. Because He never fails me. He is faithful. And as I pursue Him, He reveals His greatness and who He is to me. Sometimes things aren't always answered right away, but I want you to know the more I seek Him, some of that stuff that I was so desperate to hear about, Bill, that I'm so desperate I gotta have this answer, it loses its power because I surrender to love. I'm just like, I just love you. I don't even care. What was I mad about? I didn't even care what so-and-so said. I lose myself in this love, that I be in this place where I'm vulnerable, where I surrender to this love and just receive it. That I take hold of it. But I want you to know that sometimes as we sit around and we become Christians and we mature, sometimes that maturity breeds entitlement. It's kind of like the disciples who served with Him 3 years and they said, who's the greatest in the kingdom? You know what Jesus did? So they took a little child, brought him forward, and sat him beside him. This is the greatest. To be as a little child. I want you to hear this and know that God doesn't want you to lose this awe and wonder of Him. See, a child, they look at things for the first time. We come to church services and abuse that love. We come to church services. We walk into church services, or it's not that important, or why? Oh, it's another this or that. It's another prayer meeting. It's another this or another that. Instead of walking in with awe and wonder. See, today I by faith, I get to stand before the King. Oh, but wait, I want you to know that sometimes we can say, oh, I can do it. I can do it by myself. I can do it. Yeah, you can. But I want you to know that God wants you to gather together to, so that this love can be touched by others around you, that they can embrace it, that the love that you experience with God won't just be contained, but can be released to those around you. Because somebody's desperate for God, and they're walking around in the streets, and they're looking for somebody to be Jesus to them. Somebody to be the image of God's love and God's likeness. Somebody to live with the intentions that God meant them to live with. To be what God has called them to be. Lovers of Him. Would you stand on your feet? See, I want you to know that the prodigal son, but not the one you think about. It's the other one. It's the one who never left home that was angry with the brother that returned. That's an entitlement. That's being in a place long, so long that you lost the wonderment and the awe of what you have before you. I don't want to lose that, saints. I don't want to lose the awe and wonder of Him that we just go in just another song. I don't care what it is. I don't care. I don't care whether it's we sang that song 100 times or whether I'm beating on a pot or a pan. It's my time to worship Him. I'm not. But that prodigal son, the older son said, his father looked at him and he said, he was angry, he was mad, and sometimes like we are, sometimes my answer didn't come right away. I didn't get my answer. I didn't have, how come you didn't give me this and that? And the father looked at him, he said, son, He says, it was here for you. Right before you. This love. It wasn't somewhere else. It was right here. Today. Today, every one of us, right here, right now. What have we placed more valuable than Him? Last scripture is in Mark. It says this. Mark 10:21. Father God, thank you, Jesus. Brother Robert, would you come here for a second? Says that the rich young ruler that had so many things, say so many things. Just sit down for a second. So many things that he possessed. I say, forgive me, God. I don't want anything in my life to be more valuable than him. Every day that we need to stop and say, God, Lord, today, right now, Lord, I want you to be more valuable than anything else. And that rich young ruler, he stood there and he thought he had it together, but Jesus looked at him and knowing in his heart, see, because we're called to love God, and no, you can fool nobody. You can fool everybody around you. You can fool your wife. You could fool your husband. You could fool your kids. But you can't fool him because he made you. And he's looking for that love that he created you to give. I'm going to say it. He's looking for the love that he created you and only you to give. There's a song that only you can sing. There's a dance that only you could dance. There's a worship that only you could give him. Nobody else can. And he looked at him and he said, and Jesus answered and said to him, he said, Master, he says, I will observe every one of these things. But Jesus, beholding him, loved him. Beholding him, loved him. And he said, sell what you have. Sell what you have and follow me. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I don't want you to miss out on everything I've given you. I don't want you to miss out. Don't walk from this moment. Don't leave this moment. Just like this man right here. Don't leave this moment right here. They're watching. Don't leave this moment without your heart right now. Making a decision right here, right now. An eternal decision. Not temporary, but I'm talking about an eternal decision. To say, God, Lord, whatever that might be right here. Come on. Right here, right now. Right here. Come on. Now I'm going to get serious with God. That right here, right now. Everybody here. Come on. Right here. That God wants your attention. God wants you to know Him like no one else. God wants you to know Him in the way that He intended you to know Him. With the love that He's poured for you. The love that He created you to be. He intended to walk in. So right here, right now, whatever that might be, we surrender right here. Forgive me, Father. Whether it's cares. Right here. Come on. I release it to you, Father. I release it. Say, forgive me, Father. Whatever it is that I've valued more than you, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And I felt with you, brother, would you stand and just... And today as I was thinking about you. Example of it's never too late. Never too late to embrace what's real. That God in your life in that moment, He's put people in your life to reveal this love to you, to show you His love for you. And I'm here to tell you that that this isn't a show. This isn't something that I do just to say, but it's the real thing. It's the expression of God to you as a son. Robert, you're a son and you're loved. You're loved. You've been hurt. Things have been hurt. Things have happened, whatever those things might be. But I want you to know it's that love that's washing over you. It's that love that's healing every area. Loosening anything that has tried to disrupt. That you would come into this fullness of this relationship with Him. So right now I pray for a deeper, right now, deeper encounter with You. Let's just worship God. Let's just worship God. Hallelujah. Let's worship God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Lord, whatever it might be, God, we surrender to You, Father God. Hallelujah. Lord, that I might know You in the fullness of who You are, God. Hallelujah. That I walk in the light in the fullness of Your name, God. We thank You. Thank You. And I just pray for you and your family. I'm just going to pray a word of encouragement, strength upon you as visitors in this house. You're not visitors. You're partners with us in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. But this is not the moment that you've come for this time for this is not this message of love, this message of love that this embrace that you've embraced who God is that I really feel that even in this moment right now that God has dropped something within your spirit. He's dropped something within your spirit. And I pray right now for refreshment right now. Just lift up your hands. I'm praying right now. Hallelujah. The whole family. Hallelujah. All, everyone. Lift up your hands. I pray for a release right now. Hallelujah. Right now in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Of that you've invested within them. Hallelujah. That investment that is made. Hallelujah. It shall be accomplished. Hallelujah. It shall perform. He shall perform that thing that He has spoken, that He's called you to. Hallelujah. That you shall perform it. That in Him you shall perform it. It shall be accomplished in His name. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord saying that this day, hallelujah, this day that He renews within you, hallelujah, that He stirs within you, hallelujah, the joy of your salvation, hallelujah, the quickenings of God. I pray for encounters like never before within them, God. I pray for an encounter, God, in the knowing, hallelujah, in the depths, God, hallelujah, as You take them from strength to strength, God, in this journey, God. From strength to strength. From strength to strength. That every step becomes a place of surrender. That God stands back and says, now watch. 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 That by faith, you pull out of the unseen into the seen world. By faith, you call that which is not as though it is. Driven by this love, hallelujah, that powers you through whatever might come before you. It's that love. Uncorrupted, hallelujah. Without blemish. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, Lord, we thank You. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, give God praise. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. I want you to hear and know that, listen, I want you to know this and hear this. The Bible says that He is knocking, God's looking for. And at the end of that scripture, it says that Paul said, I am a prisoner of Christ. That He's at a place of surrender. He's at a place of surrender that He becomes a bondservant, that you put your ear to to the door. That's what a bondservant was, is whenever they came to a place of surrender and they put their ear to the door, and the master would nail a nail through his ear, would signify that I am turning my ear to hear and I won't stop listening. I won't stop listening. I want you to know God's knocking. Open up and let Him in. You're blessed. I said you're blessed. You're blessed. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, love your neighbors with your mask on. God bless you, all those, hallelujah, that watch tonight. Thank you.